Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, June 8th, 2012, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals. We understand the problem, and we have the answer: gold and silver-related investments. We're located here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our email is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. Again, that's mail@centralmetalscorp.com. As many of you know, this is going to be a special program today. It's going to be a tribute to the late Mr. Bob Chapman, who passed away this week. It is with great sadness that we bring this news. I think many of us were expecting something like this to happen after years of listening to Bob and knowing his age. This day was sure to come. It's never easy to accept, but it does happen. It's what this program, what we're going to do today, is just talk about Bob a little bit, how he affected the lives of many people. I have a number of emails here I received from my clients and fellow subscribers. I'm going to read those comments, and at the end of the program, if we have time, I'm going to tell my little story about Bob. And next week, we are still going to continue the program. We received a number of emails asking us to stay on air. A lot of people like the program. We are going to try to have find other guests. None can fill the shoes of Bob Chapman, but I think that it's going to be up to us to continue in his remembrance, in the faith of what he stood for, and move forward. So we're going to start with this here. One of the emails we have here is, rest in peace, Bob. You were a brilliant man, a great patriot, and a great American. You had a huge heart for people and their well-being. Eternally grateful to you for your great advice and leadership. You taught me so much over the years about the real world, behind the veil, and how to protect my family and myself. Great is your reward in the afterlife. This is from Phil in Vancouver, Canada. Another one here we have... an anonymous email. My condolences to the family. I have been listening for a few months, but still feel heartbroken by the sad news. Next one we have here. This person is from Canada. Let me start by saying Bob Chapman was a hero of mine. He taught me everything I knew financially and economically to this day. He has saved my friends, family, and myself from economic ruin. I have now read comments all over the internet of how Bob had touched people's lives, and it is incredible. Like many others have stated, you wouldn't expect to be this affected by someone dying that you had only read about or heard over the radio, but many others, including myself, have found themselves heartbroken and weeping. It's like losing a member of the family. When I look back at the time I spent listening and reading to his work over the last 4+ years, it appears that I have spent much time with Bob as any family member. He was kind but stern, and if you emailed him too many stupid questions, he'd tell you. He answered everyone, even if they weren't subscribers. That's amazing. He spent most of his time holding the hands of all of us when gold was going down and we got frightened, even though he had taught us why. Now we are on our own, but with the knowledge that he instilled with us, we must go on protecting ourselves and others as Bob would have. And when gold suddenly goes down, and it will, Bob will be there holding your hand again, but just in spirit. We love and miss you dearly. Goodbye, my friend, Chris from Ontario. Thank you, Chris. Next one here. I'm so sorry to hear the news about Bob. Excuse me. I'm so sorry to hear the news about Bob. What a big loss to those of us who valued his advice. Bob was a freedom fighter and a light worker of the First Order. When I first became aware that our nation and world didn't work the way I thought that I was taught in school, I started looking for investment advisors who are also aware of the cabal, Illuminati, or ruling elite. There aren't many advisors who are awake to this. Bob was one of the few I found, so I started listening to his radio interviews. He gave very useful advice, but I had a few questions about my particular case, so I wrote Bob an email, and he responded with a great, insightful, and helpful reply. I ended up subscribing to the International Forecaster newsletter, and over the years wrote to him a few times more with particular questions, and each time he received a helpful reply from Bob. Bob's advice played a big part in my current feeling of financial security despite the turbulence I see all around. In a sense, Bob's work was nearly done, as it appears that the Illuminati is on their last legs and ready to surrender their control over to us. And in quotes, he's got see Benjamin Fulford's recent blog, yesterday's Drake interview. Excuse me. Bob played a big part in that, and we all owe him our gratitude. Bob helped wake people up to the reality of our world, and that pulling back the curtain on the Illuminati played a big part in upsetting their plans and has helped bring us to where we are today. Once awake, Bob then gave us excellent financial advice about how to protect ourselves from the financial turbulence to come. I will miss his sage advice. This comes from Pete in the USA. Next one here is, I heard of Bob's passing a couple of days ago. This was very sad news. The world lost a great, generous, brilliant, and selfless human being. The world has too few of these people. He sacrificed the quality of his own life to speak and bring the truth to people. Again, there are too few in the world willing to do this. I will miss his calm and rational assessment and delivery of information. He will be sorely missed. I credit Bob for fully awakening me, not just in the gold and silver area, but on a deeper and more important way pertaining to the nature of the power elite and their history, control, and agendas. He literally changed the way I look at the world and changed my life forever. I am forever grateful to him and will always remember him because of that. Have a great tribute show to Mr. Chapman. He deserved it. This is from Sean in Ontario. Next one here. I wish to offer my sincere condolences to the Chapman family during this difficult time. Bob will be truly missed by many who knew him, both in person and through the forecaster. His voice will be missed on talk shows by the many that followed his work. I can honestly say that Mr. Chapman helped me understand the real world surrounding us today. Additionally, his weekly forecaster allowed me the opportunity to protect my assets from the latest destructive agenda just in time. An agenda I knew little about before listening to Bob Chapman. Thank you, Bob, for opening my eyes. Goodbye, Mr. Chapman, and God bless. Bosco, I trust that you will continue your weekly broadcast in some form or fashion. Bob would have wanted it that way. Signed, a subscriber from Ontario. Thank you. Next one here. It is with profound sadness that I learned of the passing of our dear friend and mentor, Bob Chapman. I learned so much from him that, in fact, it was Bob who brought you and I together. He's referring to me, I guess. Bob was familiar with the experience and the trappings of financial and political power, a status that most people can only attempt to emulate. People seek after greatness, betray their own insecurities, for seeking after greatness is the evidence that one does not have it. However, true greatness will exhibit itself in an unselfish capacity to forget itself in service to others, and this, I believe, best describes our late friend Bob Chapman. I could send Bob an email, and I was always flattered when I received his response by the fact that a man so great took out time for little old me. Lovingly remembered, James from Welland, Ontario. Next one, and this is the last one here. My first encounter with Mr. Chapman was sometime in January of 2010, when I was well into a year of restudying basic economics. The 2008 financial crisis lured me to Austrian economics and made me realize the countless hours I spent studying complex economic equations, models, and theories at the University of Chicago was a big waste of time. I still had some difficulty connecting those dots, though, and many things couldn't be explained by just economic reasoning, and that is when Mr. Chapman came along. For 2.5 years, starting from January of 2010, I would listen to all his radio broadcasts during the weekend, and it was during this period that I learned about gold and silver, secret societies, market manipulations, history, and many other fascinating subjects. This quest for truth was a real life changer. I would send out copies of the International Forecaster to all my friends and colleagues here in Korea, and whenever a chance arose, I would talk about what Mr. Chapman taught me over the radio. He also taught me about many life values, and this is why he has been, without a doubt, my biggest influence in life. I will continue to work hard in spreading the truth to the Korean people in a manner that would make Mr. Chapman proud. And this is a Korean comment. I'm going to do my best. Goma Wu Yu Chapman Hal I Bo Ji. This is from Jeremy in Korea. And you can see that Mr. Chapman touched the lives of not only people in North America, but around the world. We have clients from all over the world that followed the forecaster, and you can see that Jeremy in Korea, followed Bob's advice. So it's very rare to see someone affect the lives of so many people around the world. And just quickly here, I'll tell you my little story. After I became a commodities broker in 2004 in South Florida, I started searching for material to try and understand the market. a lot of interesting resources came up and people that I met and so on that I still keep in contact in the commodities market. But then I started my first introduction to Bob Chapman, I believe, was on Gold Seek Radio. And I have to admit that when I listened to Bob, I thought he was some kind of a conspiracy theorist, and I had no idea what he was talking about. And then I started to see that, geez, this guy really knows what he's talking about, and he's right about a lot of stuff. And then I was introduced to a program by Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company. They are a gold and silver coin dealer in the United States. And Melody and Bob had a program three times a week. And I'm not sure exactly when I started listening to Melody's program, but I believe it was near the beginning, maybe sometime in 2005 or so. But once I started listening to Bob, I don't think I missed one episode of that program in the past 6 or 7 years. It's incredible what you can learn from someone on the radio, especially Bob, because he always told the truth, and if he didn't know something, he would tell you. I started subscribing, I believe, in 2005 as well, so it's been about 7, 8 years now. And he has, you know, opened my, like many of the other people that subscribe to the Forecaster, he opened my eyes to the real world. Again, I was working as a commodities broker, so I got to see what happened behind the scenes and so on in the brokerage industry, and Bob cleared up a lot of the issues that I had. And I remember the first time he actually called me on the phone when I had a, I guess, a lengthy question. I felt like a kid talking to a celebrity. My wife was, you know, even laughing because you know, I was acting strange because Bob Chapman called, and I was so excited. And you know, it's rare that you get a chance to talk to someone who, with his vast experience, his knowledge about the world, not only financially but politically and socially. He's lived in many places around the world, and people like that usually, you know, tend to be selfish and keep what they learned and their knowledge about the world and what happens behind the scenes. They tend to keep it for themselves, for their own benefit. Bob was different. Bob wanted to spread his knowledge and his understanding of how the world operates and the financial system and so on. He wanted to spread that around to everybody, rich, poor, middle class, higher class, lower class, whatever. He was very generous with his time. I couldn't believe, you know, after getting to know him, you know, that he answered so many emails, hundreds of emails each day. And, you know, I think over the years, I don't even know how many emails I've sent him, but maybe one or two in the past 6 to 8 years that I didn't get a response from, and probably because it was a dumb question and he didn't want to send me a response. I don't know. But I did talk to him on the phone many times, and he has definitely been a positive influence in my life and my career. He was instrumental in me starting Central Metals, this business and this program, Gold Radio Cafe. It would not exist if it wasn't for Bob Chapman. He has given me the confidence and the energy to keep the fight going and to educate people about gold and silver investing. And not only that, but doing the right thing. What's right for your investments? What's suitable for you? Socially and politically as well, I think a lot of his views were in the right place. It still amazes me that a man of that caliber spent so much time helping everybody. His radio programs were legendary. He was a very generous teacher, mentor, and friend. There's not enough words can't describe. I think for everyone, has similar experiences who got a chance to listen to Bob Chapman. I got to know him even better. My deepest sympathies and thoughts go out to Mrs. Chapman and Jennifer, his daughter, and the rest of the Chapman family. We hope that they continue the International Forecaster in the same spirit as Bob. I know Jennifer sent out an email saying that they intend to continue. I hope they do, and I look forward to supporting it. But we all have a difficult time, and it's tough to accept something like this after someone listening to Bob's voice for so many years. And he was always the guy that you listen to other experts around the world saying certain things, and Bob was always the last call. He was, okay, this guy said this guy said that. Okay, well, what does Bob think? And you know that whatever Bob says, okay, that's probably the closest you're going to get to the truth of what's really going to happening or what will happen in the future. He was right on so many different levels, financially, politically, socially, and so on. It's incredible that someone of that much knowledge was so willing to offer his understanding to the rest of the world, and so generously and selflessly, through the forecaster and through his radio interviews, he did. I believe at one time he was doing 30 to 40 hours of radio programming a week. Which is incredible for a man at his age to be offering that kind of service. So, Bob, with that, you were definitely a great influence in my life and my career, and I want to thank you very much for all your help. And I wish everyone in the Chapman family, want to send them all my deepest condolences. And thank you very much, Bob. It's been a pleasure and an honor talking to you and working with you. And excuse me. We are going to do our best to continue the good fight. Okay, folks, that's all we have for this week. Next week, we're going to try to bring you somebody to make this program worth a while, interesting. We don't know where we're going to go with this program, but I will try and keep everyone informed. I believe that we have a good fundamental core right now, thanks to Bob, and we just have to continue with the good fight and keep his spirit alive, and we all hope for the best. Again, thank you, Bob. May you rest in peace. It was a pleasure. See see you all next week, folks. Goodbye.